We're speaking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about the National Scrutiny Plan and how scrutiny is coordinated across Scotland. John, first of all, what's the National Scrutiny Plan?
Well, this is a timetable of the activity that the main organisations responsible for scrutinising Scotland's councils are planning to carry out within councils. It shows strategic scrutiny work for the financial year 2011-12, looking at each council overall and its key services. The plan covers strategic scrutiny work, that is, scrutiny activity that looks at corporate services, such as the way the council is run and how it uses its resources, and its services, such as education and social work. The plan excludes scrutiny at the level of individual units, such as schools and care homes.
Are there any areas that will be prioritised?
Well, government ministers have selected child protection and fostering and adoption services as key priority services for scrutiny work. Many councils will experience fieldwork, therefore, in these areas. This reflects the continuing focus on the national risk priority of the protection and welfare of vulnerable people.
So, if an inspection is planned, is it because you think there's a problem?
Not necessarily. Whilst audit and inspection is often indeed about holding to account, it also has an important public assurance role. I've already mentioned child protection services, which are really important in terms of their effect on the life chances of young people. The reason these services are inspected regularly isn't because they're all bad, but it's because, more importantly, that we keep an independent check on them over time. The same can be said of schools and care homes. So performance concerns or uncertainty can indeed often trigger inspection work, but it's only one factor.
What's the background to this work?
The national plan is based on risk assessments of each council and on agreed local and national priorities. It is supported by assurance and improvement plan updates for each of the 32 councils in Scotland. These local plans set out in more detail the reasons behind the planned scrutiny activity for each council. Now, all this work has been developed by the main scrutiny organisations working together. These organisations are the Accounts Commission through Audit Scotland, Her Majesty's Inspector of Education, Social Care and Social Work Improvement Scotland, the Scottish Housing Regulator, Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary for Scotland, and Healthcare Improvement Scotland. The group also has observer representation from the Scottish Government and from SOLAS and COSLA, which are two local authority representative bodies. Following the CREVA review of public scrutiny in 2007, the Scottish Government asked the Accounts Commission to take a coordinating and gatekeeping role with local government scrutiny. The National Scrutiny Plan for Local Government is the key output from work undertaken in that role.
What are the benefits of scrutiny coordination?
The time spent on this work is reducing due to improved coordination and sharing of information across the scrutiny bodies, and this provides a clearer picture of risks. Activity within each council is more proportionate, more risk-based. Over the past few years, visits and inspections have generally become quicker, more focused, and involve fewer inspection days on site in councils. Over the last year, for example, the number of separate scrutiny events has been reduced by one third. It's also good to see councils doing more to assess their own performance. Many councils provided better information for consideration in drawing up this year's plan, enabling scrutiny bodies to scale back on their workload. A quarter of the work currently planned for 2011-12 is being undertaken at the request of councils themselves, as they see this as a useful tool for improvement.
Is the plan fixed, or can it be reviewed and changed during the course of the year?
Well, the plan has been agreed, but it is very much kept under review. It is formally reviewed after a year, but in the meantime, auditors and inspectors are, of course, always monitoring what's happening within local authorities so that the plan can be adapted as necessary.
John, thanks very much.